Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson just read. Please be seated. In just a few nights, most of us will be watching with great anticipation as we learn who the next president of the United States will be. On that same night, many senators will win and lose seats. Governors will remain or will learn if they remain in office or if they must seek after some other kind of employment. Many laws and amendments and ballot initiatives will be voted on and passed, decided and put into action. Many things will change. In the midst of these political changes that always seem to happen right around the beginning of November, we also set our clocks back 1 hour. We got one extra hour of sleep, and we have begun searching through the closet for those heavier coats because the change in seasons is quickly becoming a reality. While it seems like all things change, the truth is, there are some things that never change. The world that we live in today is different than the world our parents grew up in. It is very different than the world that our grandparents grew up in. Technological, scientific, and medical advances seem to happen every day. The population has literally exploded around the world. Buildings go up much more quickly than ever before. Just look across the street and you will see that that is true. Communication and transportation are now faster and more efficient than they ever have been in the past. You name it, and we could probably come up with some way in which it has changed. While it seems that all things change, the truth is there are some things that never do. Some changes are for the better. They are good. Like the changes we remembered last week as we celebrated the Reformation of the Church. But other changes, like the declining stock market, the ailing housing market, the increased unemployment in our country, inflation, or maybe even more permanent changes, such as the increasing rate of abortions and euthanasia, the false teaching of God's Word, the dumbing down of our sermons, hymns, and liturgies. These are not good changes at all. Whether good or bad, change creates instability and fear. You know how unstable our markets are right now. You know how many people are worried about their futures, economically speaking. You can see the upheaval in the Church of God as well. Everyone is looking for a foundation that does not change. But what in this world can offer such a foundation? Every other television commercial seems to be an attempt to get us to move forward or to purchase some new, updated product and set aside that old, outdated one. We just seem to find and get used to a product that we like and enjoy, and they go and change it on us. This world cannot offer a foundation that doesn't change. You've heard it said before that there is nothing sure in this life except for death and taxes. At least half of that saying is true. New technology, faster communication, and even medical advances have not and cannot change the fact that the wages of sin is death. We will all die because of our sin. No one can escape it. It is a reality that God speaks of in His holy word. But those other changes can't change the fact or the truth that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord either. For God loves His creation and sent a Savior to rescue them from their death and from the wages of their sin. While it seems like all things change, the truth is there are some things that never do. Jesus Christ and His Word have not changed. They will never change. He is the only foundation that provides any real stability in this ever-changing world. Today, we celebrate All Saints' Day. The singing is spectacular from the front. The candles are lit on the altar as we celebrate Holy Communion. We remember those who have died in the Christian faith and have gone on before us to their eternal prize in heaven with their Savior. But this day and its celebration is not at all about change. Rather, it is about how all things really stay the same in Jesus Christ. It's not about one specific congregation or one denomination. It's about the one holy Christian and apostolic church, about one faith, one baptism, one holy name, one holy food, one hope, one Lord. This day is about Christ's church that exists everywhere and at all times, made up of those who have died in the faith since the beginning of the world and who now see their Savior face to face, and also made up of those of us who are still in the fight against sin, death, and the power of the devil on this earth. The one holy Christian and apostolic church that we confess speaks countless languages throughout the world, but it always says the very same thing. It is made up of people from every age of history, but they all wear the same garment of Christ's righteousness, the very garment that Isaiah Troy received this morning in holy baptism. In this church, there are no delinquent members. There are no shut-ins. There are no membership drives, because this church's membership is always complete. Everyone who is supposed to be here is here. There are no leaky gutters, no broken windows, no running toilets, no snow removal to worry about. There are no financial problems to meet and deal with, because this church is not a building built with human hands. It is the holy city of God, the bride of Christ that has come down out of heaven, the very bride that has been made pure and perfect by Christ's own holy blood. Perhaps you're asking, how is it then that we can be members of this church? Don't you have to be holy and saint-like to be a member of this perfect church of God? Because of your baptism into Christ's death and resurrection, your sins are forgiven. And just like Isaiah, you are already members of this church. Christ, who was rich, has become poor in spirit in order to earn this kingdom of heaven for you. You see, the Beatitudes that you heard from St. Matthew's Gospel are not about things that you have to do in order to gain entrance into the kingdom. They are all things that Christ has already done for you. He is the one who mourned for unbelievers and then went to the cross and gave up his life for them. Blessed is Christ, the one who could have boasted in his own righteousness, but who instead gave up his life for those who were sinners, that they too could inherit heaven as righteous children of God. He hungered and thirsted for righteousness, a righteousness that you and I cannot attain or even begin to grasp at, and he was only satisfied when he had completed his all-atoning work for sin. Blessed is Christ, the merciful one, for he has earned God's mercy for you. Blessed is Christ, the peacemaker, for he has made peace between God and man so that you can be called sons of God. Blessed is Christ, who was persecuted and who counted it as gain. The fact that we are born in sin, live in sin, and can't do anything to remove this sin on our own never changes. But neither does Christ's forgiveness, won on the cross of Calvary, ever change. Your new life in baptism never changes. Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins stands sure and certain. It does not change. The song that the angels sing before God's throne and that we join in this very place never changes. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, We should be no more afraid of the changes in this world or even of our own death than we are to come forward to this communion rail to receive Christ's body and blood, or than we are to go to sleep in our own familiar beds at night. The world will continue to be in a constant state of change, and that change is not always going to be for the good. But each and every week, you may step away from that change and come to this place to hear God's word and receive and celebrate His sacraments, those things that never change. You are members of Christ's bride, His church, which He has purchased with His own blood. Your salvation rests secure upon this solid rock that does not shift and that can never be moved. You can be certain, and you should be certain, that your sins have been forgiven and that you are one of God's holy saints. Not even the devil in all his rage can ever change that. While it seems like all things change, the truth is there are some things that never do. Let us pray. O blessed communion, fellowship divine, we feebly struggle, but they in glory shine. Yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. When the fight is fierce, the warfare long, steals on the ear the distant triumph song, and hearts are brave again and arms are strong. The golden evening brightens in the west. Soon, soon to faithful warriors cometh rest. Sweet is the calm of paradise the blessed. But lo, there breaks a yet more glorious day. The saints triumphant rise in bright array. The King of glory passes on his way. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Alleluia, Alleluia. May our end be so blessed in Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.